Chapter 2. 3 years. Conrad's voice. A miracle. Reverend Jacobs got fired because of the sermon he gave from his pulpit on November 21, 1965. That was easy to look up on the internet because I had a landmark to go by. It was the Sunday before Thanksgiving. He was gone from our lives a week later, and he went alone. Patsy and Morris, dubbed Tagalong Maury by the kids in MYF, were already gone by then. So was the Plymouth Belvedere with a push-button drive. My memory of the 3 years between the day when I first saw Peaceable Lake and the day of the terrible sermon are surprisingly clear. Although before beginning this account, I would have told you I remembered little. After all, I would have said, how many of us remember the years between 6 and 9 in any detail? But writing is a wonderful and terrible thing. It opens deep wells of memory that were previously capped. I feel I could push aside the account I set out to write and instead fill a book, and not a small one, about those years and that world, which is so different from the one I live in now. I remember my mother, standing at the ironing board in her slip, impossibly beautiful in the morning sunshine. I remember my saggy seated bathing suit, an unattractive Loudon green, and swimming in Harry's pond with my brothers. We used to tell each other the slimy bottom was cow shit, but it was just mud, probably just mud. I remember drowsy afternoons in the one-room West Harlow school, sitting on winter coats and spelling corner and trying to get poor, stupid Dickie Osgood to get giraffe right. I even remember him saying, Why should I have to spell one when I'll never see one? I remember the webwork of dirt roads that crisscrossed our town, and playing marbles in the schoolyard during frigid April recesses, and the sound the wind made in the pines as I lay in my bed, prayers said, and waiting for sleep. I remember my father coming out of the garage with a wrench in his hand, and his Morton fuel oil cap pulled low on his forehead, blood oozing through the grease on his knuckles. I remember watching Ken McKenzie introducing Popeye cartoons.